Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone thinks you're doing such a great job. So why do you, why are you wasting time thinking about how you're not doing a good job?
Because it's your insecurity.
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
First of all, I want you to know, so guys, in this recording, we are recording separately. We had a podcast for tomorrow. We don't, but the two of us are free and available to record from different locations.
And listen, even if we did, this is so good because, you know, we can bank them and then, you know, we can release them when, let's just say there's like a
That sounds better when you lift that up.
When
there's a typhoon?
Or like a tidal wave in Boston and you're like, Kat, it's a storm. I'm in the base. Can't
wait,
record.
Whoa. I don't think that happens.
I was just saying maybe like a tidal wave or like, and I think you have bad Wi-Fi in the Cape.
Okay. So I was going to say is that I felt like a champion because I couldn't find my plug-in headphones because those are better than wireless for doing these podcasts.
Yes.
And I searched high and wide and then I found a pair, but they were for an old iPhone because you know how they always change their earphones for the different plug-in. But then I found the adapter. So I felt like a freaking hero.
Yeah.
The funny thing that happened, guys, was I was on a For You. Okay, you know when you're For You page, when you're just searching on TikTok or Instagram, and you just go to that page that basically serves you things they think based on. Yeah, I'm explaining to everybody. Like,
oh no, I'm not saying yeah. I'm like yeah, like I'm excited. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So then I'm like, you know, it kind of makes you think too, and it kind of makes you think about what you stay on too long on social media. So like, let's say like pimple pumping and stuff like that. I actually don't like that. But sometimes I don't click on it, but I stay on it as I'm scrolling through. And now Instagram's For You page thinks I like it. I actually don't. It's just that when it hits my eyes, I can't stop watching, right?
Oh.
So now when I see anything like, you know, picking blackheads or whatever, I quickly scroll through so they don't think that's where I like to spend my time.
Got it.
Okay. So I'm on the For You page and it is serving up some really hot buff guys.
Oh,
Kel Supre. Kel Supre for me. Hey, Kat, by the way, do we have the same For You page?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of sneaky, right? Because I knew that, but just so you guys know, if you share an account with someone, they'll see where you're spending your time.
And I share everything, so.
Yeah. So I come across this like hot guys with like big muscles and tattoos. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking to myself, I'd like to be served more. So I'm going to click on the page. Mm. Page has 500,000 followers. Mm. It is filled with basically hot guys. Okay.
Mm.
So I'm 369 down. And who is featured on the grid?
Romeo.
No.
Who? William.
No.
Will.
No.
Me.
No. No.
Ye are husbands.
10.
Oh my God. I knew it was 10. I just wanted to make you.
Okay. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so good for his like career, you know, because if somebody really big tags you, then you might grow. And he stays at kind of like a 27K around like a lot. I think since we've known him, or maybe he was at 23, he's at 25. So I screen grab it and I send it to him. He's like, a couple of girls have sent that to me. Why are you getting served that page? It's a lot of guys who look a lot like him.
He's a genre.
Yeah, he's a genre. Girls like big, muscly, tattooed, dark-haired men. Okay,
I did a fun little thing. So I went on Instagram and I said, "Let's do an Instagram podcast."
Oh, she's on to the next topic. Okay, here we
Instagram,
go.
A podcast crossover. Yes, I was like, "You guys, okay." So you ask your questions, we'll answer them, and then y'all can go listen to the podcast, and we'll give you a shout out to the people who ask the questions. And now we answer your questions. Now these are not verbal; these are just ones we will read, and then we will read it out loud. On Thursdays, we do like a podcast Q&A because a lot of you listen to this and you ask your questions. And I feel like a lot of people on Instagram don't listen to, like, I feel like learning. Here's the thing. In Canada, we are so far behind listening to podcasts. And I asked a question to the team yesterday, like our podcast team. I said, is it that we don't have listens in Canada, or is it that Canada isn't listening, period?
As much.
Which is it? And I asked her about the most popular podcast in Canada in their network that they have. And she was like, well, you guys have the same basically Canadian listens. And I was like, okay, so if we're trying to grow a Canadian audience, but they don't know what they're like, I don't know why Canadians aren't on the podcast yet. Like, what's up with that? Why aren't they just not, they're just slower to the game, or
I think they are. It seems like they are for most things. And then when something happens and Canadians are first at something, it's so surprising. Like when we had the, we have something about a payment, I think tap or something. Yeah. Tap.
Oh, they didn't,
I don't know. Debit tap. And they didn't have it. And our technology was before them. And I assume they're there now. But for a long time, it was so weird, like being the first ones to something. And also, like, I think we were more further ahead in our green bin.
Recycling.
Recycling, but composting. I think we still are, like, so far ahead of them, which is, those are two things. It catches you off guard when Canadians are ahead.
Well, yeah. So I was like, okay, well, so I think that number one, if you we have to do more demonstrations on how to listen to a podcast, because it's not like it comes up on your search page. Like, it's not a very user-friendly experience. You have to know what you're looking for. Like, you have to act, it's like usually by recommendation or someone shares it with you. And I think Canadians, you know, sometimes when people see us, they're like, I listen to your podcast. Like, they whisper it because it's a bit of a naughty podcast. Like, so they're like, you know, I die when they whisper it because I'm like, y'all, you can say it out loud. There's nothing embarrassing. Like, if we're talking about it on here, I mean, it still blows our
mind. I don't know. I still kind of feel like
no
our
one
podcast.
Listens.
No, it's that I feel like our podcast is like our personal diary that we're sharing. And sometimes, like, it's not that I don't think that people are listening, but I think that's part of, like, the charm and why we are the, you know, one of the top podcasts is because we do just use it as our diary and share it with our friends, which is you guys. So when they say I listen to it, sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm just having a chit chat with my girlfriends.
I know.
And then all of a sudden someone I don't know listens to it, which is totally fine because you're listening to it because you like it, because you want to be on the inside conversations, but it's still kind of like, oh my God.
I that's why I think it makes it.
Yes. It's a desirable. That's why it's good entertainment.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So the questions from Instagram, we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna ask them because I can see them. They're coming in. This is from Sarah Simcam, sim.cam. Sarah Simcam, tell us the intimate details.
Oh God.
How often do you do it and how long does your free pass last? How long does your free pass last? What does that mean, your free pass? Like you have to go and sleep with other people?
No, I think it means like once you do it, how many days in between before it's expected again?
I mean, great question, Sarah. We literally had this conversation on Facebook today about lowering your be worse in bed. Be bad.
Yeah.
Don't be so good. Don't aim for the stars all the
time. Don't be so good because it's not like it makes it last longer for your free pass in between. It makes them hungrier.
Yeah. That's
it's like, you know what? It's like a diet. It's like, you know, people say you can stretch your stomach so you can eat so much, but then once you start like reducing, you know, your food, then you don't need as much. Yeah, we need to reduce their food.
Also,
are their food.
You know, when you drink a lot of water and then you're more thirsty than when you don't drink water?
Right? I know.
Same. So
the hungrier you are. Like it's just, so yeah, don't drink the water. Don't give away the food for free.
I've let go of feeling bad about not doing it more than once a week. You know, like I have let go of care because the guilt of carrying it around.
I never felt like you cared that much.
I still like, it's like, it crosses my mind. Like, I don't like thinking about, I don't like it to consume my day I don't like it in my head. I hate that feeling in my head that it's like something we have to do. You know, that's a terrible thing to have to carry around as a woman. And then everyone's like, well, you shouldn't have to, like, you should, like, it's not about that. It's just like the expectations versus reality are intense. You know, like you feel like you should and you don't. And then you're like, ugh, am I a bad wife? Am I a bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, a free pass, I feel like, I think a free pass is like not even going to try within 2 days, 3 days, but then 3 days, I mean, it's anyone's guess what's going to happen.
And depending on how much you like it, and sometimes I know a lot of you are in kind of a different situation where you're like, he never seems to want it. He's so tired after work, yada, yada. But if you're in our situation, if you do it too much, they're just going to want it more. I'm telling you, if you do 2 days in a row, they're like, oh, so she's capable and willing.
Yeah, you're more of an expert at that than me. I really don't. I have no, like the next night, I'm like, yes, only on vacation. It's multiple times in a row, you know.
With no children, right?
With no children. Exactly.
Yeah, like a one-on-one vacation. Yeah, that's happened once in our life. Okay.
Exactly. I like the question though. Thank you, Sarah. Next question. Michelle Galigette. I mean, I never know what the last names are. You know, I'm just going to give it a go. Or even if it is a last name, sometimes you just put a bunch of letters there because it's what's available. You mentioned you don't feel mom guilt working and leaving kids. Do you?
She doesn't?
Mentioned.
Yeah. Do you still, go ahead.
Do you still feel that?
Yeah, I do. And I feel like every day I grow as a woman and a mother, if I already didn't really feel it, I really don't feel it. Now I really think that it's a useless emotion. I think that if you feel guilt and you show your family that you feel guilt, then they're going to think there's something wrong with what you're doing. I think I've always thought, I mean, and I don't know if it comes from in the very beginning when things were so, so, so hard, but I always feel like I'm doing it. I can honestly say, and somebody may totally disagree, you know, that I think I'm doing a good job and I'm kind of doing the best that I can. And that's good enough.
Can I have a question for you? Mm-hmm. Do you feel guilt about anything? Do you have the emotion guilt in your life anywhere?
I guess I feel it for want, like needing or feeling like I should do it more often.
So for sex, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the word guilt. It's sort of like I need to, if I don't see my like friends or family for a while, I feel like I should go. I just don't think I label it that word. Like I feel obligations to things and like somebody might call that guilt. Like I feel guilty for not like doing this today or doing that today. Maybe I call it something else in my head. Maybe that's not a word I identify with.
Cause I'm trying to think of what you would feel guilty. Like I don't know you as a person who feels guilty. Mm-mm.
Like, not even just as a mom. I'm like, it, as a general emotion. And I feel like I would feel guilty if I did bad things. I mean, if I like was mean to someone.
Okay.
I'd probably feel
bad.
Would
that be remorse or is that guilt? That's remorse.
I don't know. And I also don't feel like I would ever like be mean to someone. And so then I don't have, really have to worry about that. You know?
It was more just like, I mean, like.
One thing I feel like I have to tell you, my husband's not here today.
Yes.
And the feeling of just doing what I like to do in the day, I feel so much better with him not here.
I can't believe you have lived what you have lived. Like, I mean, honestly, I think of it every, like, I think of it every day that, you know, not having your own, when she was talking about today, our guest expert, at The Common Parent, go look it up. It's the best thing you ever do. Just join. Don't even ask questions. Go to thecommonparent.com. When she was talking about space and like spaciousness and like everyone needs space to like, you know, feel things that don't involve other people. Like that includes doing what you want to do as a wife and a mother, not just like you haven't had space this past year to do what is free just to you to do. So you've had no space to be like, I'm just.
And a lot of people feel that way. You know, I know that you don't even have space for your children, but I feel like I have someone like, cause he like will come up and like, I do my thing in my room, right? Like the kids are all downstairs in school. I do my thing in my room. But sometimes I feel like he comes up and he just comes to look at me, you know? And I'm like,
right.
Are you just checking to make sure that I'm still doing something that you probably don't think is the best way to live my life?
Right.
Ugh, and I'm like, so I don't like those feelings, but I don't know what you label that. I mean, yeah, I just feel like guilt is, I feel like I'm doing too good of a job to feel guilty about the things I'm not doing.
Yeah, no, guilt is just, I think a lot of people have a hard time expressing what the guilt, like, you know, when you really start to break down what the feelings are and what guilt is and how you feel guilty. Do I feel guilty? I would say more I feel, I think my guilt is more tied to control than it is to the actual feeling of feeling bad leaving. Like I feel guilty about the feelings of them missing me. So I'm like, I know what that, I guess, God, if I was to get really deep, I think I remember as a little girl missing my mom when I was, when my parents were divorced and I'd have to go from 1 week on and 1 week off to each of their houses. And I remember, I'll never forget, I was like 3 years old and I stood there and I was crying. I'm like, why can't I be with both of you? Like, I don't want to have to do this. And I remember missing either one of them when I was not with them. Like, I remember that feeling of missing them. And, I would say I probably have guilt about what my kids may feel at nighttime when they're going to bed or like, you know what? But I know the bigger thing is that it's good for them. Like it's going to serve them well, but I don't like that they feel that. Like I don't like, I'm, then they wake up and they're fine and they're like, I missed you or whatever. But yeah, I would say.
And I feel through all of our like parenting experts and the common parent and everything that I think I would feel more guilty if I was always here because I would be afraid that I'm not teaching them how to live without me.
I totally, it's a catch 22. I mean, you can feel guilty either every which way. So I would say
and one of the things that I've heard ever since becoming a mom is that so many of my friends, like, you know, or all of you who like go to bed and you feel guilty and you say the things that you feel guilty about, because like, often it's a lot of common threads with mothers, right? And I just, and I think about the people who feel guilty and how good of a job they're doing.
I know.
And it breaks my heart that they spend time wasting it on feeling bad about what they've done. Because I, like we always say, like, I guarantee your kids and your partner and like everyone thinks you're doing such a great job. So why do you, you know, why are you wasting time thinking about how you're not doing a good job?
Because it's your insecurity. It's something, or it's your wound, or it's something that you have an emotion tied to it. Where
you're also the comparison to what you think all other mothers are doing.
And you're letting yourself down, because I would say 100% all of my guilt is my issue, not my kids' issue. And I'm just making it their issue by, you know, buying into like, by letting them know, like, you know, because I think of mothers who are deployed right now and their kids don't love them less because they're deployed in another country doing their job, or pilots who are women pilots who have kids, or like,
oh, Kat, I guess they made an announcement.
Oh, I guess I don't even know. The schools are.
Someone just texted, no school. I mean, we knew it, but.
Straight to jail. I am definitely, yeah, guilt is, I mean, if you are having guilt, I would encourage you to look at what your guilt's around and then see if you had those feelings. Like, are you projecting those feelings onto your children and onto your family now because of something that you feel less than, you feel like you have a trigger around it? It was something that happened to you.
I also feel like my mom was a stay-at-home mom my whole life. And then all of a sudden the world got flipped upside down and she had to go to work every single day and she had to leave early and she came home and I had to start dinner. I had to take my brother home from school. I had to take him to school. Like, she just in the turn of a switch, everything changed. And she was she was far away. She wasn't close. Like, her schools were far away from where we lived. So it was just like, you're going to take care of this now and you're going to do this and you're going to do this. And she never was like, I'm so sorry about this. It was like, I got to go make money, you know? So like, I can also compare.
Your mom was very matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm going to work now. And I mean, I don't know. That must have been so weird for her, for being a stay-at-home mom for like 15 years. And all of a sudden, just having to let it all go. Like, having to let go of the, like, came home for lunch every day, you know? And now she had this kid, this little kid, and it was my turn. My turn to step up and take care.
You step up and take care. You got it?
Yeah.
Next question. What is your favorite and least favorite ages of your kids?
I can honestly say, it's a day by day thing. It's a week by week thing. There, I find beautiful things in every age, and I found really hard things in every age. So, people ask that a lot. It's not an age for me. It's a mood.
I hated the baby stage. I love seeing them as babies. I was looking at them with Chloe, the diaper butt, like the smell, the cuddles when they suck your face. But I couldn't wait for them to grow up. I remember being like, I just wish I could sit down and not worry about you dying. Like, I did not love that stage when I look back on it. Didn't love it. I didn't love their toddlers. I didn't love the moods. I much prefer, I love their age, all of their ages right now. Like, I am I love that we can go, like, we can stay up late, like, you know, 9:30. I love that we can go out and someone doesn't have to, you know, cry because they're over. Like, I'm happy with their ages right now. Their ages are 12, basically 12 in August, 9 and 5 turning 6. It just feels they can all swim. Got to get it. Like, that's huge. You know, that we can sit there and they can all swim and we're not like, mm-hmm. like,
no, I know. Oh my God. Like it used to be so intense. It used to be so, so, so intense. So
you
intense.
Couldn't, like, you'd have to watch them. Like, are you watching them? Are you, like, you know, I had someone over this weekend and their one kid couldn't swim. And I was on edge the entire time. Like that I couldn't see them, you know? And mm-hmm. I was just like, thank God.
And that was like everything, right? Every single thing they did, they were about.
The park.
It was a lot. It was really intense. But I do, like, looking back on all of that, I feel like all of that intensity, like every moment we were at their whim, you know?
Their beck and call.
I feel like I'm able to enjoy, like, I'm able to be like, I can really see the difference. Like, I can really see how much better it is now, how much easier it is now, how much less stressful it is now. I mean, of course, it's not like you're smooth sailing because you've got big issues now, but it's just the every single moment. My gosh, I can have moments. There are lots of moments now.
Oh my God. When we get together, it's fun. Like, mm-hmm. we don't have to, like, you know, worry about someone, like I said, doing bad things. Like, it's so enjoyable. And and I mean, I would say I don't, my favorite age is the age of independence. And I'm not sad to see my daughter growing up and, you know, exploring. Like, I'm not wishing for the years back. I'm enjoying all the years we are currently having. And I'm so enjoying watching her. She makes me laugh. Like, I'm enjoying watching her become a person.
Mm-hmm.
I really am enjoying that. What?
My daughter just got 99% on her French test. She has been going to French school for 6 years, but let's just, I digress.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. There's one thing my kids will never get.
Dude, I thought the exact same thing.
99% on a French test.
Oh, that's true. That's true. They won't. Well, who knows? Maybe Olivia will, maybe Chloe will take it up. She'll be like, I love the French. I want to speak the French.
Okay, I'll say never, the other two will never, ever get 99% on a French test. Ever.
Okay, true.
They might get another test, French test. No.
That's the funny, thing with that.
But that's super.
My daughter went to a French school for 8 years, and now she's at an English school. So her really, her like level of learning on a, like an English school is like at least a grade 9. And she's, they said you can bump her up because she knows so much and you want her to learn, or you can keep her in grade 7 so she can get 99%. And I'm like, I think you know where I stand on this.
Yeah. You take, babe, you take it where you can.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, ironic. We just talked about this one. Someone just asked, how did you get Coco to swim so good? She's super cool. You know, number one, with philosophies of all parenting with Natalie and I, we don't push anything until they're ready. Now, I am probably on the more conservative side of that where, you know, if she didn't want to get her face wet, I was like, fine, don't get your face wet. Like, it was beginning to stress me out when we got a pool. I was like, oh my God, we got to kind of learn to swim like ASAP. But she was always really comfortable in the water.
Absolutely. Water baby, 100% from the beginning.
Yeah. Just had to put all the pieces together for herself. And I always encouraged her and I bribed her 100% with LOL dolls to put her face in the water to let her know she could do it. Like bribery was like all, way up there. Cause I did wait too long. She used to scream in the bath, in the shower when she got her face wet. To this day, she brings goggles into the shower to wash her hair. Full goggles.
No.
Yes, she does.
Oh my God.
She brings goggles into the shower.
Oh, shit.
A face mask, if you will.
Oh, God damn it.
So she just does not enjoy the shower, the thing on her face. I don't judge her. Whatever, girl. You'd be a weirdo. She's going to be on a date and like get sexy. Let me just get my goggles. Hold on a minute.
Oh, wait. Oh, we're going to sleep. Okay, we need a fan and a sound machine. Okay, great. Okay, good. And also, do you mind if my mom just quickly comes over and like cuddles me to sleep?
Literally. Although the other night I didn't do it and she was fine.
You know what? When you gave her that, when you did that thing where the power struggle, and then the next night you gave her the option, and she felt very proud of her decision. I could see it on her face.
Oh, she sure did. So anyways, I really do believe that like safety, obviously if you have a pool in your backyard and like when they can't swim, it's a whole different level of watching them. But she spent a lot of time in the water. And you know what? If we didn't have a pool, like here's privilege for you. She wouldn't be swimming like she is right now. So I like swim lessons are half an hour a week, but I have access to a pool and she got to spend hours in a pool and get really comfortable. So on her own time. But if I didn't have that, like, it's really easy for me to say she did it on her own time. But if we didn't have a pool right now, I would not be in a pool anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't be able to swim like she's swimming. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I want everyone to be really aware that she has had an enormous amount of time in a pool that kind of led her to launch into swimming. And I think every time we had extended amounts of time in a pool over vacations, all of our kids kind of learned.
Yeah, that's where TJ learned to swim. He just jumped in and we were like, oh my gosh. And then he started swimming. We're like, oh, okay, fair. Mm. I guess you know how to swim.
But it's practice, and it's like not half an hour a week. It's like hours.
It's kind of like, yeah, it was. And you know, it's kind of like, and just to like, just to touch back on what Kat said with parenting with us is that this is how we teach them how to ride bikes. This is how we potty train them. This is how we get them to start eating foods. This is kind of how we do it. Cause we've realized from experience that if you just wait, the learning process is so much shorter. If you can wait.
Totally.
You can.
That was from Amanda, that question, sorry. And the one about favorite ages was from Jenna. Sorry, guys. Amanda and Jenna. All right. This is the last one we're going to do because I feel like did we do a lot? Is it been long?
I don't think so.
Oh, what time did we, I'll see what time I texted you the message at. That's what I can see. Oh, 1:15. Okay. So we got lots of time. Okay. So we can answer a few more. This is from Nick Salen 79. What kind of conversation did you have with your daughters when they started their period? Well, this
for anybody who follows us avidly, you know, this is the most hilarious conversation between us and our girls and our
and your
girls
mom, by the way. And your mom.
Oh yeah. Oh
it's
yeah.
It's been 2 years now, just so you know. 2 years.
So just so you guys know. So my daughter was, she bloomed a lot earlier than I did. And she turned into like a woman-sized woman at like faster than any of her friends.
I love
okay?
it. A woman-sized woman.
She's not a girl size. She's a woman-sized. And her woman-sized. body filled out like a woman quickly. And so I was for sure she was going to be one of those girls who, you know, got her period early because I didn't have anything in common, as much in common with what was going on it with her body. So I thought, we're not the same. We're not going to get it at the same time. So we have heard about people who got their periods when they're 8 and 9. And my mom worked in the office of a school. And she said, I'm not lying to you. Most grade sixes, before they graduate, these days, a lot of them have their period before they graduate. So I'm like, oh my God, but then Taylor will never make it past grade six. Here we are, the end of grade 7. Not a period in sight. I have given her every pad, tampon, everything she would ever need.
I need to tell you something. We go on vacations and Natalie has had to stop at a store to go and get, grandma has called and said her period's coming like today. The beginning of this year, Natalie's like, oh, her period is here. Like it is, get ready, Catherine. It's here. Yeah.
Every time we went anywhere, I was stocked up because I was like, well, she's going to get it. So I want to make sure that we have everything.
And so this poor girl has been on the edge of thinking for 2 years and she is going to have her period to the point where now when we say it, Olivia's like,
hold on. Sorry, Kat. Yes, I'm podcasting. Yes, Tucker. What's a period? I've told you what a period is. We'll talk about it later. Go on.
And then Olivia's like, you've been saying this for 2 years. Now my bet is Olivia.
No way.
I guarantee. This summer.
No way.
Hundo P.
Let's bet $100.
And thank God that thank God the conversation is on social media and on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And you know, like thank God that it's not such a secret hush hush, like don't tell anyone I've got.
No, and just so you know, like when you asked like what did we talk to our daughter, we have been talking about the period, like Kat said, for so long. And also Kat and I are very open, like we'll be like to our sons, can you go downstairs and give me tampons? Yeah. Like, can you go get me this? And they'll be in the room when we're changing our tampons or
which
anything
I'm sure
like
sure is fairly controversial to many people, but like c'est la vie.
I don't mind at all if like my son looks over and he's like, what's that? And then I describe, like the fact that he's asked me what the period was, he's bullshitting. Like he's seen a tampon go in and out all the time. They are so aware. There will be no surprise one day when there's blood in the underwear. You know what I mean?
Oh God. Yeah. And when they have, if they have partners who are girls, they won't be surprised either, mm-hmm. you know, like they won't be like, oh my God, what is that? Right. And my, we, you know, to be honest, like it's an open conversation. It's an open forum. It's not gross. It's like, we just try to be like it. I try not to sit down and have a period conversation. I try to make it like, you know, I'll be like, isn't it crazy at your school? 100% of the people have their period. Like, that's mm-hmm. so weird. Like, I'm like, I try to like bring it into a conversation. She's like, you've said that before. I'm like, I know, but if you ever are like, oh, what's like 100% someone aside from you and around you have their period.
If like, you're ever embarrassed or ashamed, like never be, because half of the population gets it too.
Yeah. And so if we can just let them know, like, girl, like you are not alone. We all have this. And they're, you know, a girl's the first one to give you a tampon, you know, like I need an extra tampon. Mm-hmm. You're like, no problem. So I think it's just normalizing that periods are normal and not making it a big thing. Like, so this is going to happen.
You know what? You know, I had a question. This is TJ. How, cause what were, okay. Ah, yeah. His brain was working. So we were watching something and the dad, oh, we were watching America's Got Talent. And the guy that came on the stage, I mean, he was very well, like, old, like he was probably like 33 or something, right? Random number, but he looked a lot younger.
Okay.
He looked like a kid, sort of, and he had a kid, so, and a wife. So my son was like, how old do you have to have a kid? Oh, this is kind of confusing because, like, in theory, you can have a kid when you're 13.
Yes, you can.
So then I was like, this is a longer conversation.
I mean, in theory, he could have a kid at 8. Oh, maybe not. Do they have to get, do you already?
I know. I totally know what you're saying. Like, I know a girl has to get her period, but I don't know what a guy needs to have.
I'm sure they have to get puberty too, so their body develops. Yeah. In, can make sperm because that's what semen is. Yeah, I'm sure they have to. Yeah.
I was like, you can have it. You're capable of having it when you're early, when you're young, but you should wait until you're with someone you love and you've decided to that you're old enough and you can afford to have a child. And yep.
Yeah. This is from Jill Johnson, 277. Since the pandemic started, has your relationship with your husbands gotten better or worse? Who knows? I'll let you know when we're out of here.
I know. I would say right now it feels kind of the same on a swerve of a positive. Not a swerve, just a light bend.
Yeah. Well, he loves you home. Like, this is his dream, having you.
Yeah. Home. But a swerve of a positive instead of like a curve of a positive instead of a curve of a negative. I'm not saying that it's way better. I'm just saying if it's on the spectrum of it all, it's on the better side. Yes, you're right. Tucker's in a bad mood. Good one, TJ. Yes, that's true. Yeah. He was in a mood for me too. Yeah. You too. Yeah. It's okay. Carry on.
Very insightful. Very insightful.
He goes, what was he mean to you? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you? I'm like, he's like, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Mine, I would say if you see what Mark and I have gotten through during a pandemic, which was a renovation, okay, which can combust a relationship in the middle of it. Because any renovations, when you're renovating, apparently it's one of the most stressful things. A move, selling the house during a pandemic, closing the house during a pandemic, moving to another house while we waited for our house to be finished, having two kids start new schools, and then a third start another new school in the thing. And then, you know, our jobs being taken away, essentially, like the income that was there gone after we had moved into a new house, counting on an income that was supposed to be there. But thank God when we moved, I said, don't ever count on my income because the world could end. And then, you know, renovating our backyard after our front yard, because in order to complete, basically, if you ever want a pool, okay, ready for this? If you ever want a pool, the cheapest way to do it is to have nothing in the way so they can get things back to put the pool in. If like the garage is in the way, they have to go by hand. It's like single file and go do everything. So if we had to redo our garage because it was not structurally sound and it was like 100 years old. So if the garage was coming down, that was our time to do a pool. My husband loves garages. So it was like all of these things.
No.
all of these things.
I'm in a podcast.
All of these things came into play. So when I think of what my husband and I have gone through during a pandemic on top of it, I would say I'm like remarked. What's that word? I'm shocked that it's as good as it is given the stressors of everything that we've had in this play of life. I'm actually very,
because I'm listening. They come in here, let me tell you, while I'm podcasting, they use my toilet to take a shit. And then they like to talk to me while they're shitting.
Boundaries. Remember? Boundaries. You got to put boundaries in so that they can have their boundaries.
I know. It's just, I know my toilet's more comfortable than theirs.
So then you can't complain.
I know. But how dare you, he says. How dare you? Yep. How dare I what? Oh, mine's not that comfortable either. Okay, well, I guess we're going to have to go to someone else's house to take a shit.
Or, I mean, how long should you be sitting? You know what I mean? Don't sit that long.
These,
you know,
boys take so long. And I, you know, I'll never forget someone saying once, does your son or husband or whatever take all their whole bottoms off when they go to the bathroom?
Oh.
And I've never heard of that before until someone asked. Well, it turns out one of them does.
Oh, what?
He goes, they just fall off. I go, like, that is like getting undressed. Well, like, that is another job.
I might break up with someone if I walked in and they were naked. Oh my God,
I would 100%.
I'm out. I don't know. This is not, I'm not, no. I don't know why that weirds me out so much.
I'd never heard of it before. And then I saw it and I was like, oh my God, it's a thing. Guys, we love.
Oh, we're done?
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's great. We're done. You're done. You're someone taking a poo in your bathroom.
Yeah, no, and we will be at 40 minutes in 2 minutes.
From Susie851, she would just like us to caption our IG stories.
She'd like us to close caption our IG stories always?
Yes.
Okay, that's no problem, because you know what? I appreciate that. I know some people don't like it, but you don't really get a say when you have no idea what it's like to not be able to hear.
Exactly, Natalie.
So, all right, guys, well, give this podcast 5 stars. We can't wait to talk to you again. If you heard the sound of a toilet flushing for the 4th time in the background, those are my lovely sons that I'm blessed with 3 of.
Go over to Instagram, follow us at Cat and Nat, follow us at the Mumtruth podcast. And this was fun getting to hear you guys ask questions. It's been a long time. It was real time. Oh my God. Can I show you something? Are you ready? I'm just going to show you an Instagram story from a very long time ago, 122 weeks ago. That's Olivia.
Aww. 122
weeks
ago. Look at the innocent little face.
122 weeks ago.
Cute. All right. I'm going to go get a snack.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.